Hare Krishna. Now I'll discuss the topic I was going to discuss yesterday before the incident on the bank of the Ganges, or rather within the water of the Ganges, came up. And that was sort of commenting on the Pope's Easter Mass speech that he gave, which appeared in the title in BBC, that Pope warns of mankind descending into darkness. And the details of his speech, or at least a summary of his speech, was that the technology which man has developed, and by which man is going into further and further detail into the minutiae of matter and material knowledge, will not only not be beneficial, but will be counterproductive and destructive for mankind if mankind actually loses sight of God and their progressive journey towards God. Now, we would certainly agree with that, although I think the content of that speech could be taken a little further, and we would add many, but especially one further detail in order to enable mankind to really progress forward. Of course, whether there was such a time when mankind as a whole in its entirety was progressing towards God is questionable. Perhaps there was a time when a lot, or a majority of mankind, or some of mankind, or the leaders of mankind were leading men within the right direction. But of course, there's always been hedonists, atheists, impersonalists, people whose only goal in existence was within this life, within this body, and who were enamored by the allurements of this material world. And certainly the allurement of this century, what we have as far gone in this century and the previous century, has been technological advancement and the benefits, the luxuries, opportunities, and the scope that technological advancement has opened up to mankind. No doubt it's wonderful. But as Rupa Goswami says, that those things which we use in this world that are not connected to the Supreme Lord, because cause of further entanglement and dwelling down into darkness, whereas anasattasya vishaya nirvande krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya vichati, that when we engage the material energy without attachment and to, in the service of the Lord, which means that we remember the Supreme Lord and remember that the goal of life is actually to progress towards Him, and whatever we have we use for that end, then yes, people will tamasema jyoti gama, come out of the tama, the ignorance, and go in towards the light. So certainly we agree with that Pope, and we would echo that message, that mankind at large, at least, is certainly headed into darkness. And of course, the consequence of technological advancement is increased sense gratification, intoxication, unrestricted sex life, the erosion of moral values, all of these things, because technological advancement is not connected to the service of God, therefore it's become connected to the service of the devil, as Christians would say. However, and this is where we as Vaishnavas would add a little further to the Pope's analysis, it's not simply enough to have the sentiment that God exists and that we need to go to God. We need to start off with a very concrete starting point. And that starting point has to be that I'm not this body and I'm a spirit soul. And that same spirit, which is my very essence, is an unlimited feature what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, what God is also. But we know that Christianity, as well as most other religious doctrines, maintain some type of partial connection in their identity with this gross material body. And so when the concept of coming out of darkness and abandoning those things that lead us into an amoral and erroneous lifestyle, then if we do not include this complete distinction, separation from this body, and fix our identity as being spirit soul with this body, yes, it's reality, but it's simply a dress, it's simply a covering for the soul, that just like the technological devices were meant to use in the service of the Lord, but not meant to become attached to them and not meant to identify with them. And when we do, then we descend into darkness. So without coming and without beginning with this concept, aham brahmasmi, that I am spirit soul, that I'm not this body, the body changes, but we do not change, then man cannot come out of darkness. It sounds nice, but it won't work. And therefore we would take that sermon a step further, that not only does man have to become clear about the role of education, technology, and so many other things in this world, he has to be very clear about his own spiritual identity. And he has to recognize that the eternal soul present within this body is meant to utilize this body to maintain itself and to maintain those connected to it, like its family and its nation. That's not all, and that's not the priority. The priority is spiritual salvation, to go forward, to advance forward in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life, in God consciousness. And that basis is there, then yes, there's really hope for coming out of darkness and going in towards light. Otherwise, we may aspire to come out of darkness, but actually will not be able to do so. Tamase ma jyoti gama. Yes, come out of darkness and come into light, but what's it dependent on? Knowing who you are. And it's only when you have a clear concept of living entity, a spirit soul, does it also become very clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also spirit soul. And as we are also persons, he is also a person. And thus, means of developing loving devotion to him as the means of contacting him and going back to Godhead becomes a dynamic reality and not just a theory. But let us all try to keep the perspective of by the many allurements of this material world as exemplified by technological advancement, by globalization, and by the allurements that our material bodies have to offer us. The allurements that our senses, ears, eyes, tongue, and so on are attracted to. Allurements that one will succumb to ultimately unless one is properly situated in one's proper identity as spirit soul, eternal servant of supreme spiritual father, personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna.